Alright, a good vach. Just a recap, Bekitzur, where we're holding is in Kufnan Vav Siv Hey, middle of Hasagas Gvul. Till now we've learned that there are two major categories of classes of Hasagas Gvul. One is, of course, if you're coming out from outside the city. We discussed last week that there are limitations to that because in America, where there is a free trade and it's unconstitutional, might not be considered out of the city unless you come from outside of America. We saw another limitation was that if you have somebody in the city who's a shutif with you, so then you won't have the issa of coming outside the city because someone inside the city is benefiting from it as well. What was in the Skadish last week was a second category, a blitz of the Chassam Soif and others, that if you close the guy down, that's also considered a new form of a Sagas Gvul, and that's also, even if you're inside the city, but if you open up a business where the first guy cannot compete, he's going to be shut down. Pasuk Chiyusa Lagarmi, that's going to be awesome. And Rav Moshe took it even a step further and said even if he wasn't going to be shut down, as long as it's going to be, he's going to be adversely affected to the point that he's going to have to lower his status, it's also a problem. Chiddush of the Chassam Soif, Rav Moshe and others, and we discussed that many, many poskim are mavur, not like that, and at the end of the day, it's going to be a problem to shut him down just on that. What we're going to discuss tonight in Yetz Hashem is a whole nother category.
How did that work with the constitutional thing, when he's getting shut down altogether?
You see, no, the constitutional thing is about in mass. I could stop a guy who's a chutz le'ir because he's not paying taxes. So therefore, we said that if hayesus mikoyach hamelech, like the Tshuva Sarashba, if the melech himself allows for people to come in, like an Ottoman Empire, like the Tshuva Sarashdam, so mamel it's going to be mota. But now there's a whole new category, nothing to do with mass. You could be inside the city. If you shut the guy down, that's a new problem and that's a new grounds for hasagas gvol. That's a chiddush of Chassam Soif, which, like I said, many paiskim do not go with that. And we discuss also, there's another nukuda that is also a midas chasidis of the Tshuvas Maram and others. The Gemara says, l'asa l'rei ra. So you have a midas chasidis, even ba'ifim when it is muta, you still have a midas chasidis not to do it. And we said perhaps that midas chasidis is only in the same neighborhood, in the same mavoi. All right, what we're going to discuss tonight, Yetz Hashem, is a third category, a third class of Asagas Gvol. And probably this third class is probably the most nageya of all the classes. And which we'll see, we're going to flesh it out. It's going to be towards the, at the beginning we have to still catch up, but towards the end of the Ramah we're going to see a concept called Marufya. Alright, but we're holding in the middle of the Ramah. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 7 lines from the top. We just discussed, Marufya says that what's considered mass has to be mass shalahen and gavul shalahen. That's considered the mass, has to be specific. Just paying federal taxes is not enough. You have to pay it specifically to your township or whatever it is. Okay, comes along the Ramah. The ein chilik b'chozeh, and there's no chilik in this, bein tamachachim la'acher. A tamachachim doesn't have any maila, doesn't have any exclusion or allowance that he's L'mailam in Adin, that he's allowed to come in from outside the city even if he doesn't pay taxes. There's no such heta for him. De'ein chilek ela bereichlin k'moshe yisba'a b'samach. The whole heta that a tamachachim could have, that whole maila that he has, advantage of another person, is only by the din of reichlin, which we'll see in Yetz Hashem and Sif Vav. But otherwise, a tamachachim has no maila. V'yeshoimim, and others say, din b'nei ha'ir tzrichin l'teirasai, if the people in the city need his Torah, einam yecholin limchis b'yodei, they're not allowed to stop him from doing business, from coming to the city and doing stambis. He's coming to the city and he wants to be an accountant. He's coming to the city and he wants to open up a supermarket. They have no right to stop him from coming into the city if he's a Talmud Chacham, and b'nei ha'ir tzrichin l'teirasai. Even though there are other Talmidei Chachamim in the city, so bets, and even if we take and need such a Talmid Chacham, but we have other Talmidei Chachamim, so what's the big deal? We'll have other Talmidei Chachamim to learn from. Every Talmid Chacham is a Maila. The Kinesay from Tarbe Chachma. Since Kinesay from Talmid Chacham, each Talmid Chacham is unique. We need him here too. So Mamela, he has a special heta to come into the city, even if he's not paying mass, even if he's allowed Ben here to come in, has a right to compete. A chiddush. The first sheet is that the Talmud Chacham is not above the law, and the second v'yeshayimim is that if b'nei ha'ir tzrichim l'tayrasai, then it's going to be mutter.
Hey,
v'enzuchan the Talmud Chacham. Obviously, be hakolafi roisei ne'adain. The dayan will have to decide if we need such a tamukalkum in the city or not. If it's a tamukalkum that people benefit from, they can learn from, then it's going to be mota. Now, where does this din come from? How do we know that because b'nei yitzvikum l'terasei all of a sudden became mota? So if you look in the Goyin in Sif Katan Chaf Hei, the Goyin says the following. The Yeshayimim, this Yeshayimim, Kamoshikasa be Mikri Dardiki, just like Mikri Dardiki has a special heta that they're allowed to compete, you're allowed to have competing Rebbeim and Yeshivas because it's a Mailo, and it's even a Takana, we said, Yeshu Ben Gamla, that every city should have a Mikri Dardiki. So because of that, Umoyde Rav Huna, like the Gemara says, Kamoshikasa be Sivvav, just like it says in Sivvav, this heta, Ba'agav, Huadin Malamdim. Malamdei Tenekes. In Sivvav, there's a halacha, which the Ramah was referring to as well, that if you have Roichlim, who are traveling around, traveling salesmen, and we want them, Bedavka, there was a takana, we want them to travel in each city, it's a takana's Ezra, so they have a special heta, they can't open up a store, but they're allowed to go into the city and travel around to sell their besom and whatever it is, we're going to see Mir Tashem and Sivav. Over there it says, in the Ramah, well, first of all, Mechabe says, and if he would be a Talmud Chacham, not only is he allowed to go around the city, but he's even allowed to kaveya sham, he's even allowed to park himself there, because the Takanas Ezra allows him to come into the city, because it's a mile, we want Mechri B'samim in our city. And once he's there, Talmud Chacham, if you're going to make him go knock from door to door, it's going to be bitul tayir for him. So then we allow him to even park himself and open up shop, because we need him in the city because of Mechri B'samim. And now, because he's Bittul Tairo, we don't want him to be Mevatel, so we allow him to even open up a shop. So Dr. Ramah on that, Huadin Malamdi Tinoikis, Dinan Ketama Chacham, the Malamdi Tinoikis could also come into the city and they're allowed to even park themselves and it's fine. It's just like a Talmud Chacham Reichel, every Malamdi Tanakas has that heta. Now, we're not talking about Malamdi Tanakas, which are Mekri B'samim. But the Ramah is saying, just like a Talmud Chacham, because of his mile of his Torah, we don't want him to be Mavati, he's allowed to park himself. Malamdi Tanakas, Ostam allowed to park themselves. It's better for the yeshivas, and we want them to come in. That's the halacha over there. So Zokta going the following lomdus. He says, just like you see by Mikri Dardiki, which is a tzarech in the city, that we want yeshivas in the city, that gives him a right to come from outside the city and park himself in the city, because it's a toyelis for us. He's al has that din, that special takana. So too, a Talmud Chacham, which B'nai Yitzvikum L'Terasei, has that same het that he's allowed to come into the city, even though he's really a lav benir and he doesn't pay taxes. That's what the Goyin says. It's coming from that special takana later on, like we see by Malamdi Tenokis. And for good measure, the Goyin fears ois v'ayin sif gimel. Just like in Sif Gimel. I don't have Sif Gimel here, but if you look back in Sif Gimel, over there we had the halacha about the kela nechnasim v'kala yesim, that you're disturbing the peaceful quality of the neighborhood. And it says over there that malamdi tineke is amota, you can't complain. And hu adin komili de mitzvah, you can't complain. So Zokta Goyin, following lomdus, just like legabe the din of kol neknasim v'kol yaitzim, we see that it's not limited to just lamdei tenekes. We say kol mili the mitzvah. Every mitzvah has this heta. We just learned out from lamdei tenekes, but we apply to every mitzvah. Maklakas v'sham. But that's how we paskin. So to zok the goyin legabe this halacha of competition asagas gul, the same thing. There's a special heta from lamdei tenekes, and we understand it to be to kol mili the mitzvah. Memele hu adin atamakachem has a right to come into the city. That's how the goyin understood this halacha.
What about
Rishmi
Mishur
Sadin
for these things?
Talmud Chacham
himself.
I know, it's a good shayla. Let me flesh it out and then we'll get to your shayla. So the Goyin is learning that this halacha is a special din, the same din of Lamdi Tenekes, so too you have this din, Lagabi Mitzvah, and Hu Adin, a Talmud Chacham. That's how the Goyin understood this halacha. That's a special heta. We want Torah in the city, so we want mitzvahs in the city. We want Talmidei Chachamim in the city. That gives him a heta. That's how the Goyin understood this halakha. So you have to know in the Goyin, why did he need this word of B'nei Ha'ir Tzrichum L'Tarasei? Stam. Let's say B'nei is not Tzrichum L'Tarasei. Let's say it will have a foreigners would be Tzrichum L'Tarasei, and the foreigners happen to reside in the city. I mean, it's a shtikala l'shkika dika case, but it was a mile of having the Talmud Chacham in the city, even if it's not for the B'nai Yair themselves. But it's a mile of Torah to have them in the city. L'chai should be the same halacha. If it's a mile of a Torah and a mile of a mitzvah, you'd be able to come into the city. And let me take it to the next step. We discussed over there that a mile is considered a mitzvah.
Only B'nai Yair can make a mecha. Who can make the mecha?
But Nayir will make them a Kohen, understand? Oh, 1 second. The Kohen is learning that it's the same Heta that you have, Lagabi Malamdi Tenoikis, and the special Maila that we want, Torah in the city, and who I didn't call merely the mitzvah we want in the city, so too we want a Tamar Chokhmah in the city. Stam, we want mitzvahs. It's beneficial for us, it's beneficial for the world to have more mitzvahs performed. So we want mitzvahs, we want Tamar Chokhmah in the city. That's how the Kohen understood this halacha. So if that's the case, who are the Moil, let's say we discussed before, let's say a moil is considered a mili de mitzvah that gets you out of the problem of kol neknasim v'kol hayitzim, or we had minyanim, or mechalek tzedakah, all the mili de mitzvah over there that gets you out of the problem of kol neknasim v'kol hayitzim, so too would get you out of this hasagas gvul. It means if a guy would like to open a competing business and he happens to be a moil, it should be mutter. We bring him into the city because he's a moil, it's a toiv to the city, I guess, to have a moil. I'm assuming, let's say, there's a mile to have him. That means there's no other mailim. If there's other mailim, then we don't need him. Bishlam is kin for Tabra Kochma. But let's say he's performing a unique mitzvah that no one else in the city is performing. So it's a mile for the city. He does kiruv, and no one else in the city does it. It's a mile to have such a mitzvah in the city that doesn't yet exist. It would be mutter for him to now open up any business he wants. The Zay should come out from the Goyin. It's a Pelotik Goyin. And then you have to know, like you said, what will be in the Goyin? Is there is Tchach an Indian of...
Is he living in the city?
No. He does not live in the city.
What does the city gain if he's not living there?
Every time you go into the store, he'll tell you a Dvar Torah. Maybe he'll give you a share in the morning, he'll give you a share in the afternoon when he's leaving. He sleeps in New York, he sleeps a place in Europe, he sleeps somewhere else. But Lemaisi is coming into the city to open up a business. That's a mile for the Bnei Yair. It's a mile to have his Tamar Chokhmah in the city. As they touch up the Goyin. Now, without the Goyin, I would have tied it that this halacha is not a blitz heta for all mili de mitzvah. No, it's dafka because bnei yitzrikun l'terasa, and we have a halacha later on which we mentioned when we ramis to a couple of times in Siv Zayin, that the whole din of asagas gvul coming from out of the city is only if there's no te'elis for the bnei yir, and that's what you were sort of touching on. But if there's a te'elis for the bnei yir, they're selling it cheaper, they're selling items that don't exist in the city, no other seller has this product in the city, then he's allowed to come into the city because it's a toiv. When it's a Tevis Aleichem, you can't stop someone from coming to the city. So too, if it's B'nai Yitzrikim L'Tarasa, it's a Tevis Aleichem, it's a Tevis for the people in the city to have his Torah, then it'll be a het of him to come in. It's B'dav Kuz B'nai Yitzrikim L'Tarasa. That's how I would have touched it, without the Goyin. Only thing is, my vart is not as good as the Goyin, because we discussed that heta later on is only to allow you to come into the city, but doesn't allow you to come into the Mavui, which we're going to see again in Mitzvah later on. It only gives you a heta like a Lav Ben Yir who's paying taxes, who has the right to come into the city, but he still can't come into Yeramavi the way the Ramah paskins. So Mameila, if I would be right, this would only give a heta for the Tamar Chokhmah to come in, but not into Yeramavi. But Shengen, like the Goyin's chat, that he's saying it's part of the Takon of Melamdi Tanekis, and that's clearly even in the same Mavi. So Mameila would be mutter for this guy to open up a business even in the same Mavi. Why? Because it's a mitzvah, it's a gewaldig gezag to have his Torah in the city.
Does the Mavi itself have to gain, or the city has to gain?
And like the Goyin, I'm not sure why anyone has to gain. It's just the fact, as long as people in the world are gaining, there's more Torah being gained from him.
Is there more Torah in the Mavi?
L'chay lav davakos in the Mavi, anyway. As long as it's beneficial for the world, beneficial to the city, he'd be allowed to come in here. L'chayu later going, just like Mlamdi Tinoikis. L'chayu, that's what should come out. L'maisi is, the truth be told, Sai Maipshad, Sai the Goyin's Prat is a major chiddush, because Melamde Tenoikis, that heter is for someone to come in to be a Melamde Tenoikis. Doesn't say that a guy who's being a Melamde Tenoikis, therefore he could have a competing store. It means that he's doing and that which he competes is a toelus for him to be in the city, so he's allowed to come. Or let's say a takana salaikim, that he's selling cheaper or products that don't exist in the city is a toelus. But this guy, this Tamar Chokhmah, the products that he's selling is not a mile for the city, it's not part of a mitzvah, and it's not cheaper for the city, it's nothing. The Grada himself has a side benefit that he happens to be a mile for the city, because B'nai Yitzchikim L'Tarasai, that also gives him a head to come into the city. It's a major chiddush that we really don't see by Melamdi Tenekis or then later on of Takonis Aleichem. Because this is like a Hanois Tzedodis. He, what he's selling and what he's competing, there's no mile in the city. Trust, if he's allowed to open up a store, now we'll have a Tamar Chokhmah in the city. So that's beneficial. It's a major chiddush, but doshtet, it could be a truth, maram is mashing like this as well, but doshtet, that if B'nai Yitzchikim L'Tarasai, it's going to be mutter for him to come in. All right, let's move on.
You said you were going to talk about.
Oh, yeah, so the Midas Chassidus. So you have to know in the world of Midas Chassidus, like my pshat, anyway, you can't come into the Mavi. And we said Midas Chassidus might only be in the Mavi. But like the other pshat, like the pshat of the Goyin, that you could even come into the Mavi, so you have to know, maybe you'll have the Zin of Midas Chassidus. I don't know how, the Goyin doesn't say, maybe talk, you'll have the Zin of Midas Chassidus, still not to come into the Mavi. You can come into the city, but maybe not into the Mavi. Okay, so we have to let's say that it's a good shot. Let's save that to Sif Zion about what Takanas Alaikim gives you. I think you're trying to infer that if that would be Mutter, so too his Torah so gives you so you could do everything else as well. Okay, we have to hold it for Sif Zion. Fine, let's continue. There's a lot more here. Tamukakim maybe schir leir. If a Tamukakim brings schir into a city, chayovin lumnaya lechal adam limka ad shehu yimka shaloi. You have to prevent, close down everyone. No one else is allowed to open up a store or maintain a store. He has a store already. No one else is allowed to do business right now till the Tamukakim sells all his wares. Why? So the Rishonim say because kadesh li is batal min limudai. Pashas, we're talking about where the Talmud Chacham has a right to come in, either Bnei Yitzchikim L'Terasai, or Tzayim Medeshuk, or Hitaka lives in the city, whatever it is. But once he wants to sell, you have to tell everyone else. Let's say he's a supermarket. Okay, he's decided to open up a Monday afternoon. The Chavetz Chaim and Radin has a supermarket. That's it. Everyone else has to close down the supermarket. Why to allow for everyone else to sell? So the mice is a Talmud Chacham. If you Talmud Chacham's here, you got to close everyone else out in the city. It's a major chiddush. Now, where is this coming from? So they discuss, there's a Chuvis Tashbat in Chelek Aleph Kuf Mem Dalet. He says that this is part, just like there's a Din in Ksub, there's a Kufir Aleph, that you're supposed to be Oysa Prakmati Shal Talmud Chachamim. Right? You're supposed to try to be Mahana Talmud Chachamim Ben Chosef and even do his business for him. So this is Bechlal. Allow him to sell his goods. Allow him to sell his wares. Allow him to do it. That is part of Eisa Pragmatia with Talmud Chachamim. You're allowing him to be Marviach. That's how you're going to get a chelik of his Torah and you're going to be an Enefet. It's amazing. Whatever the milas are. So that's a mila. That's why you have this din. That if he wants to sell in the city, he opens up a store. Everyone else has to close down. And I'll take it even further. There's a Marikash. It's Erech Lechem and Yeridei and Reish Mem Gimel. He holds me no from here you learn out of Pella the Kazak of a Tamachachum like I be on your mapik Mukharara. So there's a cloud on your mapikarara is only a problem if there's already a piece of domim. If Reuven already has a deal with Shimon, then you can't come in and interfere. But if he's Tam negotiating, whatever, let's say beginning of the negotiations with they're nowhere yet, then you could also compete. Let's say you want to compete for a certain buyer, you want to compete to get a certain customer, a certain client. So you're allowed to compete. But if the person you're competing against is a Talmud Chacham, then you have to back off. Same halacha. If the person, even if there's no dinanim abukharari yet, there's no pisik domim, but if the person you're competing is a Talmud Chacham, then you can't compete. The marshal on graphics, you want to do a job for someone, and you know someone else is doing graphics as a Talmud Chacham, and you know he's already talking to this guy, even if it's just early stages, there's no anim abukharari yet, you got to stay away.
Then we need to know the definition of Talmud Chacham.
Usually the Talmud Chacham raises the issue of anim abukharari.
That could be, but this is even without anim abukharari. This is just the mere fact that he's trying to sell, the fact that he's trying to profit, just like you have a din, you have to close the whole city, so to here you have this halakha.
This is only like it's real tzorah, not to become a rich millionaire. Maybe that much you don't have to give in. So he's coming in, he's going to sell his chori, he has enough to last him.
Well, anyway, it says, if you, one of the gedorim of a town called...
You sit there for a whole year selling his chori, close down every business in town?
Okay, so Yisro was moira. One of the tenoim of a Talmud Chacham could be is that he's not trying to become wealthy, but he's only trying to earn his living, and the second he has enough money to live on, he shuts his store and he goes to learn. If a guy does more than that, then... It's not, if it's without your vote, then he's not the Talmud Chacham we're talking about. We're talking about Talmud Chacham who's just trying to provide basic necessity. Basic necessity today is a lot. His tuition is a lot. His health insurance. But whatever basic necessities are, he's not trying to be wealthy. He's just trying to eke out a living. The second he has enough, he closes his store. That's the Talmud Chacham we're talking about. You don't have your fear.
What happens if the guy's a balabas and he has Yisachar's boom with the next Talmud Chacham? He doesn't have to close down. He shouldn't have to do the same line.
Why? Because he's helping out a Talmud Chacham. I'm not sure if that's true. I'm not sure, but I hear the gang. All right.
That part, then, the same thing with the Groz work, with the Zelbazah. They need his Torah so he can come and do his umnis, but he better not be in business.
But he better not?
Not be in business. He should be sitting the whole day saying Torah, but he needs to come also, so he sits there for a couple of hours saying doing his business.
Okay, there it doesn't say that limitation, but all right, fine.
But that's what you're saying is the definition of a Talmud Chacham. It really does all start, all kidding aside.
No, you see, if there had to be out says Talmud Chacham, and we don't want to be mevat limudai, so you have to have a certain dagger, if I say it's a Talmud Chacham, it has to be a Reish Mayim medaktik b'mitzvah, there are many klalim, you can look in Reish Mayim Gimel, and you're there. But if you're talking about the thing that B'nai Yatrikum l'tarosai, and it's a mile for the city, so let's say he's not the Shpitz Talmud Chacham, but he happens to give a good shiur, and he happens to be a good mashpia, right? So if he happens to be Trichum L'Tarasai, so maybe he doesn't have to be a Talmud Chacham par excellence, he just has to be a Talmud Chacham, B'nai Yatrikum L'Tarasai.
But it should be when he's doing the Talmud Chacham type of stuff. In other words, it doesn't seem to be logical to say like every Friday.
Why? If he's B'nai Yatrikum L'Tarasai, then
all week he could sit there. Does he say Shkat Talmud Chacham?
All right.
You're talking according to these things.
All right, come, let's continue here. V'yeka oivdei kakavin de mizavni de leka ravka letamakakam motu kol adam limkar. If anyway, there are goyish stores, so by you closing down all the other Yiddish stores, you're really not helping out much, because the goyish stores will still compete with this tamakakam, so then already it's a heta for even the Yiddish stores to remain open. That's basically the heta that we have today, by and large. Besides that, we're really not in control of the town anyway, but even if we would be, by and large, many of the businesses have anyway goyish businesses who compete. So closing down the Yiddish business is not going to help you. If you're going to close down a kosher butcher, you know, that's something else which we're going to see. Let's see the Piskei Tshuva, and you'll see what I mean. I am Bekneses Agdel, Siv Katan Vav, Shehevi B'Shem HaRama B'Tshuva Simentes. We discussed this Tshuva. This was a Tshuva that there was a guy printing Rambams to compete with Maram Padova, and he was putting Maram Padova out of business. Shekosav, the Rama said, Kivin Dim Shneim Yisraelim Dina Hachi, that he's supposed to close down all the other stores. Gam Keshamechai V'Kochavim Anu Trichin Ligdo Gede, Shalo Yikne Shum Yehudi Mayevid Kochavim. So Mameli says, because of that halacha, we close down all the other stores, and we stop the guy from selling. Now, we can't stop the guy from selling, so what do? We put up a kol kareh that all the boys have to buy from Maram Padova and can't buy from the guy. Let's skip the parentheses. V'uzal kosav, this is the Knesset HaGedolah, the l'chayr kosha azem midivei rama, over here, shehevi atu over rama kam, besamak, shekosav, yik oiv di kokavim, the mizavni, the leka ravka letamakakam, mutu kol adam limka. You see that once the goyish store is available, we don't have this halakha. So how is the Rama saying that we could invoke this halakha to cause everyone from buying from the Maram Padova, not the goy? I thought once there's a goy involved, that's it. It's mut. We don't have this halakha. The miss, if you have this new type of way to get around it, is by causing the loichim only to buy by the yid. So in Kufnun Vav by us also, let's put a kol kari that all the Yiddish loichim have to buy by the yid and have to buy by the hamakakam, can't buy by the guy. So then you'll have the same thing. So why is the Rama saying that like that? V'misareinu yuchaylin l'sakin sh'lo yiknu mevig kochavim. Ach be'emez ak tignetz agadayla l'kosha midi. Why did dina de Rama hu b'schayra sh'yichaylin l'knoisei bein evig kochavim bein Yisraelim? It's talking about a schayra that the market of buyers is Sayyidim Saigoyim. V'lechein ein b'yadeinu l'sakin. K'shunami sh'lo yiknu Yisraelim imenu. If we're going to put a kol kaya that all the Yidim have to buy by the time of Kacham, we still have a problem to mekomakum yiknu evi kachavim. All the Goyisha buyers won't listen to our kol kaya, and they're still going to buy by the Goyim. V'nim to anu mafsidim l'Yisraelim. We're going to be mafsid all the other Yiddish storeholders. She'enu moichrim skayrasim. V'atam Kacham less le'rafcha. He's not going to have a benefit from that. Ava benidin harama b'tshuva sham mayri gabi svarim. That's only miuchet for the Yisraelim. Who buys the Rambam? Only Yidim. If it's a product that only Yidim buy, so you have this Eitz Ataka. Even if they're Goyish sellers, so what? We'll make sure that the Lechem only buy by the Yidim, by the Tamachachem. But if it's a product that even Goyim buy, then what are you going to do? You're going to close down all the Yiddish stores? You still have Goyish stores that are competing. So that's why I said most products Yitaka have this Heta. But if you're a butcher and only, let's say we're talking about Yiddish buyers are buying kosher meat, or you're a farm store, or anything like that, mezuzahs, tefillin, whatever, products that only Yidden buy, so then the Enochanami, even though there are goyim who might sell this product, but who cares, if the fact that only Yidden buy the product, you could put a kol kaira that only Yidden should buy for this time of Kacham and no one else, and then Enochanami, you have to close down all the other stores.
That even if there's goyim shit in a regular. You can do that in a rabbi.
No, you can't, because I put a kol kaira, all the goyisha buyers won't listen.
But I can make the kol kaira that yidden should not buy from the goyim, only kol to the talmud kol.
Right, but what are you going to do? All those goyisha buyers are going to be lost now. Till now, all the yiddish
right,
Torah.
So I threw away all those
potential profit from all those goyisha buyers for nothing.
Goyisha buyers go to the yidden. The yidden are allowed to sell to goyim. But
you should make this store that the Yidim could only sell for a guy and not for a Yid.
Right.
Yeah, shtick a modna. Okay. Vayim b'chukasam soifu, he's going to continue. That kosa gamkin l'chalik b'kach. Similar type of a chilek. Ak b'dvor muvua, even more. The dina d'rama, the ika oiv d'kakavim, the mezavni, mari davke heche, she'ika hamasa umatin, v'arevach u'mikoinim oiv d'kakavim, v'koine Yisrael hi mi'uta d'mi'uta. V'tamachokim, she'pozach kanusa aydaita d'koine oiv d'kakavim posach. That the whole case of Ramah is talking about with most of the business is bought by goyim. Mishumachi aminin kiven deka revach umikoyne ev dekakavim vaidaita the du hevi schayr asoi mishum ravcha purta mikoyne Yisrael to make the Ramah's type of etza to put up a kol kairei loy nafsid hefsid rav l'seich Yisrael mashma. Dr. Piskei Tshuva, Mashaheke Dichi Adadi Ninu. If let's say half the boys are Yidim and half the boys are Goyim, so you have a nice chelik gadol of Reva coming from Yiddish boys, Yeshloime Ditzrichin Leminkat Shukul LaTamachacham. We have to close the shuk down for the Tamachacham. The Gam Ligzor, and we do the Ramaz Eitzah Shalayit. We'll put up a Kol Kairi Shalayit Nisrom Mevgachavim. Does Yiloi Ravka LaTamachacham B'Mashikon Yisrael Yiknu Mimenu V'Loi Mishari Yisraelim. The Eshu the Gam Knesset Gadolu Kavanose Kak V'Tzorachim. So we had the Knesset the Gedolus Teretz, because I'm sorry, I've just cut it a little bit down. He downsized it. He says that it's talking about where all the buyers or most of the buyers are goyim. But in Ekanami, if there's a chelik gadol of Yiddish buyers, even though they're taka goyish buyers as well, then we will invoke the Tshuvas Ramah Zeitzah of putting up this kol kairei, and the fact that there's a goyish store selling the same product is not a heta, and in Ekanami, you have to close down the shuk for the Talmud Chacham. A big, major chiddush. Okay, but like I said, today, by and large, we don't have this kayak, but it gives you the ruach of how you're supposed to deal if you have a choice of which store to buy from. Of course, you're supposed to buy from the Talmud Chacham, lagabi the halakha, lagabi anum ha'apik b'kara, even before Pisik Domim, if you're competing against the Talmud Chacham, you better watch out, you better step away. All right. Comes along, let's continue, because here comes the major, major new class of Hasagas Gvul. If somebody has a guy who is his marufya, what does marufya mean? So there's a chavis yor which touches it up. It's from a lashon yarufu tal, the yaruf kamotra lichi. What does that mean? That's my yenika. She says yenikasa nichiyasa itame. That's what the chavis yor in Chuvis Membei says. It's somebody who's your constant supplier, your constant buyer, your constant customer, client. Somebody who in business you're getting a steady, constant revenue from because he's always yours. He's your exclusive buyer because he always deals with you. That's what the chavis yor says. So lashon yaruf kamotra lichi. The Shut 3-day Eish Grado, it's two types of printings, but in one of the printings in Kesher Mishpach Chelek Aleph Kuf Lamed Zayin, over there he says Marufya is really a Lashon, it's an Arabic word, Marufya, and Agada was told the same thing from Esfada Sharav. He told me that in Arabic, a steady, mam is such a thing, a steady customer, a steady person, you're getting a steady business associate that you're doing business with, it's called Marufya. I don't know, you can't pronounce it well, but it's the same thing, it's Marufya, and it's an Arabic word. So this, maybe the Arabic word came from the Chavis Yom, maybe vice versa, but anyway, that's how it is. So Marufya means somebody who you have a customer steady with. And steady, the Chavis Yom means, that doesn't mean he once did or twice did business with you. It means he does Keseda, sounds like at least three times, the Cholopakas, he's Keseda dealing with you. That's Marufya. Let's call it space. Let's bring it out. Let's say you have a pediatrician. You're going to the same pediatrician again and again and again. You don't hop every time to a new pediatrician. And now when another pediatrician wants to attract your business, so he'll call you up, come to my practice. That's going to be this Shiloh of Marufya. You have a steady customer. You get all your gas supplies, your gas supplier. Let's say you have buildings, you're on real estate, you always get the same gas supplier every year and year out. And now someone's trying to get your business. Insurance, life insurance, health insurance, anything. Even a telephone broker, anything. You have a constant person that you're doing business again and again. Credit card processing. The guy is always by him, and now I opened up a credit card processing, so I call up this business, do me a favor, send all your business through me. Well, let's say you're in graphics, so the same thing. You always the same printer, again and again. And now a different printer is trying to lure you away from that other printer. That's going to be marufia. You have a plumber in plumbing supplies. Always buys by you, and now a competing plumbing business wants to take away that customer. That's going to be marufia. It's your steady customer steady supply. It goes on both ends. If he always deals with you, an insurance company, title insurance, v'cheina v'cheina l'roiv. It's on and on. This shaila is like forever. Yeshiva always buys paper goods from PQS, whatever it is, again and again, QPS, whatever it is, again and again, the same thing. Okay? So that's marufia. Now what's the halacha? Sorry?
Is that the exact same item, or could it differentiate a little bit that wouldn't be under that gospel?
If you're always doing a business, so if let's say you buy paper plates and he happens to have one brand, the company, and now you want to introduce a different brand, but without you coming in, everyone knows that I constantly buy by this guy. So you're interfering with this relationship, this ma'arufia relationship that we have with each other. This is a shaila. Is this also a problem of asagas gvul or not?
Does this have to be 100%? Say you buy 75% of the paper goods from somebody and 25% another, but you're going to come in. You're from here, they say, oh, you're also from here, okay, so we'll give you 45%, we'll chop into from here's business.
So till now he bought by two people, you're saying?
Yeah, but I'm saying, but he's mostly yours, but you know.
Right, okay, so grado l'cheira, as long as the person isn't locked into one person specifically, then it will be mutter for a third person to come in. It means if he always did by two people, and now a third person wants to come in, it's going to be mutter, probably even if he does the bulk from one person. And the reason is the whole svar marifya to even begin, the issa would be, is that since we have this past history, you know tomorrow's deal is going to be from the same person again. Historically, he's been dealing with two people. Tomorrow's deal, I don't know who he's going to, either this or this. So no one has him. So if no one has him, he's a free fish. I can get him too.
He comes to you first. If you don't have it, he goes to somebody else.
Oh, now you're throwing in a thing. But the mice is, if he would always go one of two, but it goes back and forth, that's what I'm telling you, is a pashas mashal like that, and choose cheshav eishfud as well. Chelik alaf sim mitzadis is the same thing, that if he's not locked into one person, then it's going to be more. There's a mashma like that on Chuvus Chavez Yor. His lashon is, if he's oisa malachta shalasar todir, v'hu b'protis loizu lasei. That extra lashon, v'hu b'protis loizu lasei. If there's, as long as there's another person involved, sometimes a mali does business with a second person, then in the Hanami, then it's going to be mutter.
No.
Oh, that's a problem. You're going to call somebody up, you call a yeshiva up, do me a favor, your next journal do with me. Well, one thing I can tell you, they've been doing journals every single year. And they weren't using you last year, the year before. So you know they got it printed somehow.
As far as I know, they use a different person.
So maybe they use a different person every single year. So that's why you would have to call them up and ask them, do you have a steady person who you always do your journal with? If he says no, because it's Baldic. If he says yes, oh, thank you, I wish you atzlacha kaltov. Right? That would be the shaila of marufia. Once you, in somebody who's steady, always locked in with that person, that's going to be marufia.
Just take a general advertisement and they call you up.
That's a chariot, fine. That's not a problem. You're not talking to that guy specifically. If he comes to you, it's not a problem, which you're going to see later on. Okay? So let's just read the Ramah, and there's a lot here. I'm going to have to explain what this marufia inyan is. Okay. So, Nakama, Adam Sheesh la avodis kachava marufia, Yesh mekoim shedonin, the minhagim minag mekoim is ataka aser, they outlaw marufia, Sheos lachem leirid lechayusei velasek im ha'ivdi kachava mahu, then now let her deal with that specific guy. V'yesh mekoymis, and other places, they have the minik she'ain donen, that they don't paskin, they don't outlaw marufya. V'yesh, and they go, v'yesh metin l'Yisrael acha, lelech la'aka mahu, la'avus loy, u'la'asek imoy, l'shchu delay, la'fuki minay, d'nikse oiv d'kachav amareim kehefka, v'chol ha'koydim zaka, v'yesh reisim, and some are asa. The Lashon Ramah is very, very problematic, but it's clear if you look at the source, the Goyin already says, that hu ba'as me plukta v'yishoyin yesh mekoymis. Yesh mekomish shedonan, v'yesh mekomish ein donan. Then yesh matin, v'yesh oisrin. It's not four different shitas. It's the same two shitas. There are some minig mekomish that dan it and they aser it, and there are some mekomish that don't dan it and they allow it and they matter it. It goes both ways. And even by havas, let's say you have a steady person who, let's say there's a business relationship, they take out all their loans from a certain bank, and you want to step in. Let's say you do loans, so you want to step in and say, okay, now bring your business to me, bring your commercial business to me, that's going to be a problem. The same shaila of marufia, because he always dealt with that bank again and again and again.
There's an advantage to the town competition.
Sorry?
It's their competition.
But if he always dealt with the same broker, very often they do, very often, not always, but very often they do, they'll have the same relationship with his bank, because once they built up a relationship, the bank gives them better terms and understands their business, whatever it is. And if they constantly always borrow for their investments from this bank, for you to come in and lure them away, it would be a problem of this Shiloh Marufia.
Even though it's better for the city to have two of these people.
Two banks? Because I'm not stopping from opening up a bank. Just don't lure this person away. Don't go over and try to lure him away.
What was the intent of Marufia? Because it's equally damaging on either end.
What do you mean?
It sounds, democratic. You know, they feel bad for the person.
No, it's not feel bad. Let me explain what it is and we'll get to it, okay? Now, there's the alumnus of Marufia. What's the machloek is going on here? Where's Marufia coming from? What type of iser it is? Okay, so if you have a constant supplier, constant customer, constant person that you're getting revak from, no one else is allowed to take away this person.
Why
is it that we've come? Also, good child, I kind of discussed it. But let me flesh it out. We need a major hakdama here. Give me 5-10 minutes and we'll get a better understanding here. All right? Let's go back. There's a klal in Oni Mapek b'Charara. If you are going after Charara, and I would like to go after that same charara. You have a deal. You already have a contract with somebody, and I would like to buy that same, purchase that same property. I'm going to come in. It's going to be a problem of ani makpeh b'charara. It's also a v'nikra rasha. What happens if the thing that you're going contract with, or the thing that you're getting, is a davar shel hefka? You're running after a $10 bill on the street, and I would also like to run after the $10 bill. It's a davar shel hefka where if I can't get this $10 bill, I won't be able to get a different $10 bill. It's not like every street corner has a $10 bill. So that's a davar shel hefka. That's something that I cannot find anywhere else. That already Rabbeinu Tam says is mutter. The only time... Right, excellent. Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, excellent. Rabbeinu Tam holds it's mutter because the only issur on Ma'apeh Karara is because the second guy goes somewhere else. Why shter me? You can get the same thing somewhere else. But if the second guy can't get it somewhere else, it's going to be mutter. And like he pointed out correctly, Rashi holds b'chagav, even by hefka it's asa. So you have a Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi by hefka is a mutter or asa. Both days are brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Lamed Zayin Sif Aleph. The Ramah Paskins lekula like Rabbeinu Tam. So it would be mutter by a davar shel hefka where you can't get somewhere else. If it's something totally unique, if it's a property which has totally unique, and don't run with this because it's not what you think is unique, but if, let's say, a bar mitzvah type of issue, whatever, it's something totally unique, then in the chanam you'll invoke this Rabbeinu Tam and it'll be mutter. The Shulchan Aruch Rav, Tshuvas Rav Moshe, similarly in Tshuvas Har Tzvi, say that the reason why the Mechaber brought down both days in Reish Lamed Zayin is to tell you that even though we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, it's muta, still a Baal Nefesh should be machmir. Still it's better to be machmir. It means even though Mika din, maybe yes, you could rely on Rabbeinu Tam, it's muta, but a Baal Nefesh should be machmir. So that's a klal of Ani Ma'apeh B'Karara.
I was a Yaakov
today,
we'll take
the Brachos Mesos, Ani Ma'apeh B'Karara. Oh, but the Bechaira? I hear the Brachos, I hear. Okay, you have to know. Esav was maybe not a Yid, so you don't have the problem. Okay.
Oh, but now they
asked for 100%. Okay. Oh, yeah. So you have to know he's going like Rabbeinu Tam, like Rashi. Okay. Yeah. Fine. Anyway, now, that's the klal of Rabbeinu Tam, that by Hefekon Yom HaBekor is Mota. There's a Gemara in Baba Barsa that says, Marchikin Metzudas Adag Min Adag. If you have your net open, you're hoping to catch fish today, you're near a chura, near a place where fish congregate, and you want to catch those fish, I cannot open up a competing net nearby and catch those fish. Machikin metudas adag min adag. Why, says the Gemara? I know I could open up another store. We passing a lot. Open a competing store, one next to each other. The Gemara says, Shani dogim diyavi siyara. Because the dogim look at the net, that sort of, they made up their mind, they're running into this net. It's sort of like, it's a done deal. There's a pizza going on here between the net and the fish. They came to terms with each other. The fish are coming into this net. And if you're going to come here, you're going to have a problem. You're taking away my fish. Right? That's sort of, that's what Rashi, how Rashi touches the Gemara. Now, Bishlam Rashi is very geschmack. Rashi holds that even by Hefka on the map of Charar is also. So, of course, yeah, if the fish are Zikha Oimi to come into this net, so then you won't be able to put your net here because, hey, on the map of Charar, the fish are Oimi to come into my net. But if you learn like Rabbeinu Tam by the Dovah Shal Hefka, Ani Ma'apeh B'Charara is muta. So why over there by Shani Dogim Diavi Se'ar, why is it also? L'chay should be also muta because I want these fish.
Well, once the
fish can't come to terms with the net.
Why? They didn't get into the net. They're still in the hole. So one sec. So this kasha, all the Rishonim answers kasha from Rabbeinu Tam. How does Rabbeinu Tam understand the sugya? Just because the dog made up their mind they're going into this net makes it also for someone else to come in? Even Maimon Rabbi Kararish said that if it's a dove shalefka, even with the pisak, it's going to be moto. So on that were three terutzim given in the Rishonim. Three basic terutzim given in the Rishonim. The first terutz is, we're talking about a case that you could fish somewhere else. Open up your net in the other lake. Don't come here. So even though it's Mashman Rashi, it was a dog god or whatever, it's a specific dog that they're going after, I guess you get similar dog in somewhere else. Go somewhere else and open up your net. So the fact that it's Hefka is not a mile, because for the same token, why was there a head to always of Hefka? Because I can't tell you go somewhere else. But here I could tell you go somewhere else. Go fish somewhere else. So because it's a regular din of Anim Abba Bukharara, like by Mecca or Memka, I tell you, do you want this property? Go buy a different property. Why stand me for? Go buy a different property. So too, go fish somewhere else. That's one teretz ha'taisis. Another teretz ha'taisis is a chiddush la'alacha, is that even if I cannot tell you to go somewhere else, we by onion mapa karar is mutah, but by business it's also. When it's umnusa bekach, if this you're doing for parnasa, it's your business, then it's more asa. Even when onion mapa karar is mutah by hefka, by umnusa it's going to be asa. It's a second teretz of taisis. There's a third teretz in the Rishonim, which is similar to what you're saying. The third teretz, it's a Rashba and Aran, maybe Rabbeinu Yoina, but Rashba and Aran say that this is even better than Onim Baba Karara. If the dogim already made up their mind, they're coming into this net, it's as if they're already in the net. It's already beyond, he already has the fish. You already have the fish, then I can't take the fish away. Bishlam Mistam, you're trying to get the fish, you're being mishtadl. No, you're trying, so even if you tell me there was a pisak, but it's not a done deal, it's not a vada, it's not a done deal, so then you'll have the dinner Onim Baba Karara, but by Hefka it's going to be mota. But this, it's mamish, already, there's nothing missing. You already did everything, it's all set up. All you need is the fish now to go. Boing, that's it, it's finished. You already got those fish. It's command that you already got the fish. Mamela, now it's also for someone else to come in. Three terutzim how to be miyash Rabbeinu Tam. Either fish somewhere else, it's umnusa bakach makes it asa, or it's command, it's already, he already caught these fish. These are the three terutzim of the Rishonim. Good? Comes along the Arzarua. And Bab Matiya Daf Yodin says the following. He went with the first teretz that you could go fish somewhere else. Comes on the Azru and says, therefore, by Marufya, he introduces this concept called Marufya. Therefore, by Marufya, if you have a steady customer, you set everything up. I always had this business relation with him. It's like I set up the net. So now, we still have to wait for the fish to come into my net. I still have to wait for the supplier or for the client to come call me up. He needs another item, another product, another service. But I have everything set up in motion that all I need is for the fish to come, for these customers to come. That's Marufi, that's the same dinner of the Shani Dogum Diavi Siyara. It'll be the same halacha. Okay? It's just the same thing. It's like the fish are the oimit to come. Memele Zakta Arzarua, that if I could tell you, go fish somewhere else, go get different customers. Don't take this customer. Then it's going to be asa. It's the same din. Then Marufi will be asa. As I talk to Arzurua. Just like you see by the dog, if I can tell you go fish somewhere else. Rabbeinu Tam, of course, is moider because you don't have the heta of hefka. If when everything is set up and you're just waiting for the fish to come, if I have my business set up and all I'm doing is waiting for those customers that are going to come and I have such a relationship set up with them that the zikha going to come, then that's the same halacha, it's going to be also, because I can tell you, go fish customers somewhere else. Go somewhere else, don't come here. That's what the Ozerua says.
Now,
if you never purchased before, then I don't have everything set up. Mechadei is going to come to me. It might come to you, it might come to a third party. So I don't have it set up.
That's the same thing that Anima happens, because you negotiate it down to the wire. So you're holding by closing the deal. So same thing. Everything is set up.
It's not as a vada as this is. Here, if I have a pisuk with the guy, so yes, everything's set up. He might back out. Who knows what will happen? He might decide to go somewhere else. I don't know what's going to happen. I know right now he has a pisuk with me. But this is so set up that he has a long-standing relationship with me. I know for sure if he's going to buy something, he's going to buy it by me. I know if he's going to sell something, he's going to sell it to me. If I have this relationship, I'm just waiting for the fish to decide to swim. I'm waiting for this customer to decide to swim. He's mine. I have him locked in. I did everything. He's my customer. You cannot take away this customer. Go somewhere else. But it should come out like the Azarua. One second.
He's paying a 50% premium. He's losing. He's a premium paying for a 50% premium.
So what?
The buyer.
Why? Why?
The fish, who cares if the fish loses out?
Who said he's losing out?
The fish don't lose out.
No, but who says in this case? You're making a kim that the guy's losing out?
Assuming, what happens in this scenario, the front guy's a purchaser.
So?
So forget about the...
I have a relationship. He's not worried about that he's paying a premium, because he would have worried about it. He would have worried about it last time, and the time before, and the time before. So then he should do more research. The Val, he's always shopping by me. If he's shopping by me, just like Arim Baba Kharar, if I have a pisik with a guy and it's never, he's going to lose money, he's paying a premium, so I'm doing him a toiver by selling it to him cheaper, still Arim Baba Kharar. It's still an issa. It's still also to come in. You're now letting encroach on my business. I have a pisik with him. Here it's even better, or it's similar to Arim Baba Kharar. If it's set up that he's going to buy by me, it's going to be a problem. But comes out from the Arzurua that if you can't get this fish somewhere else, then my rufi would be muta. Means even though I have this business relationship locked up, he's zikha going to buy by me. But the only reason why it's us is because I could tell you go fish somewhere else. If I can't tell you go fish somewhere else, then it's going to be muta, like Rabbeinu Tam, when Anim HaBakrar is muta bayavka. And for those who want to be machmir, we are Bali Nefesh, we want to be machmir like Rashi, and Echnam, even B'chaygam, it's going to be a chumra als Rashi, you should taka not do it. But Me'ika Din, like Rabbeinu Tam, if you can't get this fish somewhere else, it's going to be muta. Good?
What does that mean? You can't find a buyer for your goods, or you can't find a buyer that large? And then is it a Walmart account or is it a separate account?
Okay, so let's explain it a little better. Pashtus, there's no real riot to this, but Pashtus, we wanted to say as far that the whole Issa on Anim HaBakrar is I can tell you to go somewhere else. By Hefka, I can't tell you to go somewhere else. So the Lashonis of the Shem Rishonim is I can't tell you to go somewhere else because not on every corner there's a Davish Alefka or a Charar waiting for you to pick up, right? We want to taina that even if you're telling me I can get another boy, but let's say I am a seller as such, a supplier as such, that I could do business to both buyers. So every buyer is a Davish Alefka. What are you going to tell me? Go somewhere else. Yeah, I will go somewhere else. I am going somewhere else. I'm going somewhere else, plus I'm going to this buyer. Bishlam, if I'm maxed out on my time and I can't get another customer, or I'm maxed out on my product and I can't sell more than the products I have, or I'm a fisherman, look, I have one net. I have to man the net. Either I man the net here, I man the net there. So tell me, go somewhere else. If I could get man the net somewhere else, then go. If I can't, yeah. But let's have a guy who can man two nets at once. So you're going to tell me, go somewhere else. There's only one other lake. I'm going somewhere else, but I want this lake too. For the second lake that I want, you're not telling me to go somewhere else. You don't have a second extra lake to send me to. So then it would be l'chayra, it would be a davar shel hefk, which is a major chiddush, but l'chayra, that's what should come out. It means the only time is I could tell you go somewhere else is if you can't get both. But or I could show you enough places that you could do your business that will max you out, so maybe don't come here. If you have a certain amount of money that you would like to invest in properties or loans, so now I can tell you, go somewhere else. That's all you're going to max out. You'll have enough. You'll be able to lend out all your money somewhere else. You're a private lender. So go somewhere else. There are plenty of people to lend money to. Don't go here. Don't know I want this plus that guy. Eventually, you're maxing out. You don't have limitless funds. So maybe I can tell you, go somewhere else. But in a kind of, it'll be something that I want both customers, then in a kind of, that will be a Dovah Shalefka. Okay, but let me just flesh this out a lot, but please hold on to the question. So the first Shita, the first Teretz is whether I can go somewhere else. That's how the Arzuru and Bava Metzia says it. From our own Svara, let's flesh this out. What would be like the second shot? The second shot would be Umnusa Bekach. If you're a business, so L'chayr will say the same halacha, that if Marufya, which you're doing in business, it's Umnusu Bekach, it's something that you're doing in business, if this is your profession, then Enechanami, even when, it's an Onim HaBakar, even if I can tell you to go somewhere else, it's going to be also with this new din called Umnusu Bekach. Tosis holds that Rabbeinu Tam never gave a heta of Hefka when it's by Umnus. So to hear, since this is Umnus, like Rabbeinu Tam, it's going to be also. Because I cannot tell you to go somewhere else, because it's going to be us, even if I can tell you to go somewhere else, because by umnis, by profession, you're sharing someone's livelihood, that's muhammah. Bishop might take a charar off a floor, $10 bill. You're not making your business out of collecting $10 on the floor. So memeila, I'm allowed to take this $10, I can't go somewhere else. But if it's your business, this is your profession, this is where you're making a panasa from, then it's going to be awesome. As I said, they're going over here, that like the terrace of Umnusa Bekach is going to be awesome. And if that's the case, then it's going to be also, even if I cannot tell you to go somewhere else, it still will be also. So it's more chama than the Arzaru's teretz. Like the third teretz, that it's command to not be yadidim, it's as if you caught the fish. So that's the Tshuva Zarashba over here. The Tshuva Zarashba Lishitos, like the Beis Hayyim brings down a Chelek Gimel, Simen Pei Gimel, and the Tshuva Zarashba says it again in Chelek Vav. Says a case that he had a chayit, a tailor, who always had this customer, this client. Every time he needed garments to be made, suits to be made, he always used me as his tailor. So I have this relationship, Sokta Zarashba. It's also for someone else to be his tailor. It's also someone else to try to lure away the business, his tailoring business, away from me. Why? Because of the Gemara of Shani Dagam the Yavi Siara, and it's already command to not be Adidam, what's his Lashin? Have a Kilu Bala Yada, it's as if it already came into his hand. So too, if I have a steady person who gives me business, I'm his tailor, no one else can take away that customer away from me because of this. Again, Yavi Sara, but it's the Rashba's version of Yavi Sara. It's kilu, it's command to not be yadi, then it's really kilu bali yadi. So basically, all the three pshatim of the Gemara, how he ends up Tosis, is plugged into here as well from Marufya. As I say, Dr. Paiskim. So, Mel, if you go like that, so it's coming out like the first teretz of Tosis. If I could tell you to go somewhere else, it will be also. If I can't tell you to go somewhere else, it's going to be muta. But like the teretz of Amnusa Bekach, or Shani Dag Miavisir, it's already, it's Kilu Bolo Yodai, then it's going to be also, even if I can't tell you to go somewhere else. So at the end of the day, if I could tell you to go somewhere else, it's always also. There's never a heta. If I can't tell you to go somewhere else, then it's a Machlekes Rishonim. That's what should come out. So now, if you're going to go back to the Ramah, and you're going to read the Ramah again, and Ramah brings down a Machlekes, we're going to have to make an akimt in this Ramah, that this whole Ramah is talking about, that there's a Machlekes, that Yesh Matirim, some are not done in Marufya, is only when? When do people allow it? Only when you cannot go somewhere else. If you would be able to get this client somewhere else, L'kuleyam, it's also, there's not one Rishon who holds it's Mutzbi Chai Gavna.
Assuming there's no Veshek Peretz.
Here the guy Shapet is, we don't have this heta. Not really, because if he's my steady customer, I don't care if the guy Shapet is, he's still going to be coming to me, because he's my steady customer. So you're now allowed to come in and encroach on my business. So if it's talking about a case where you could go somewhere else, everyone will hold its also. That's not what we're talking about. The Orama has to be talking about a case where you cannot go somewhere else. Memela, like the first Teretz of Taisis, it's going to be Mota, because by Hefka, it's Mota. Mashenki, like the second Teretz of Nusa Bekach, or Keilu Bali Yodai Dami, then it's going to be us, even if I cannot tell you to go somewhere else.
But if you go to Medakumta, why is that by
why Dafka going? We're going to get to it shortly. Hold on, just bear with it. Let me flesh it out. Yeah, they're very nice. Get your panasa somewhere else. So decide to open up a different panasa. Don't come here. This is my business. Don't piggyback on me. Don't get your panasa by putting me down. You're killing my business. You're being basically using. Means it's a milo of a mnusa bekach. Every account counts, right? I need that account. You're taking away a steady account of mine. Memela, you're staring my mnusa bekach. So even if you can't get it somewhere else, it's still going to be awesome. I mean, mind you, just don't forget, we have Rashi Shita that always, it's also even, yeah, you could get it somewhere else. You can't get it. Rashi holds, it's always also. Hefka's never had. We passed in, it's going to be Mota, like Rabbi Natan. But you should know that Kumtois, that this whole Machlokes is only when is it Yesh Matirim? Only if I can't go somewhere else. But if I can go somewhere else, L'kuliyam, it's going to be awesome. And I'll say even more, even if I can't go somewhere else, and is Yesh Matirim, remember Rashi, there's always a Bal Nefesh who's supposed to be a Machmir like Rashi. So it should come out that even like this Yesh Matirim, there's still a Bal Nefesh. If you're a Bal Nefesh, you should be Machmir. You don't have this heta. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav says it lahed. Shulchan Aruch Rav in Asogas Gvul says on this halacha, even in the Mekaymis, even in the Mekaymis, that were not done in Marufya, still a Yori Shemaim should be Machmir. He doesn't say where he's getting it from, but Pashas he means, because he, Shulchan Aruch Rav just before said, that even by Hefka where it's Mutta, you swill the Baal Nefesh supposed to be a Machmir like Rashi. So here too, even if it's Mutta, you're supposed to be a Machmir like Rashi if you're a Baal Nefesh. I can open another store. If you want to come to me, it's fine. I can't take away the customer.
Giving him options.
Oh, so that's already the Chesheva. All they say, it means that you have a mamish, a business relationship, that because of the relationship he's going to stay, if he's only going to you because he had no choice, and now you open up another store, now he has a choice. So he's not your steady customer. He's a, by default, he's a steady customer, but not because of the relationship that you have with him. Okay, let me, there's a few more chedushim I want to say. Give me a time, we're running out of time here. So that's in the Rishonim. However, comes along the Goyin, and really the Aruch HaShulchan says it Lehedja, and Mashmir maybe like the Levush like that as well, that the Yesh Matirim are not because of the Arzarua. The Yesh Matirim are not because of Rabbeinu Tam's din that Behef gets mutter when you can't go somewhere else. The Yesh Matirim hold that this concept of setting everything up and waiting for the customer to come, even though you know for sure he's going to come, like the Beidogim, Shani Dogim, Yavi Siara, that doesn't count. That's not considered Mahapik Bacharar. That's not like you have a piece. It's not like a given that you have it. Either Gemara Shani Dagum Yavi Siara, the other pshat from the Gemara is the Ramban's pshat, that it was already in your net and he's jumping out of your net. There's a Rimagasish pshat, that you're being Pesach Yusa Lagarmi, a whole new pshat in the Gemara. Means if you go like the other Rishonim in the Gemara, there's no new Chiddush of Shani Dagum Yavi Siara applicable here. You don't have this vort that if everything is Oymid and you're just waiting for the customer, a sure customer, that doesn't count. A sure customer is not Mahapik Bakara. Mahapik Bakara means if I negotiated with this specific customer this time, then I'm Mahapik Bakara. But the fact that I know that he's a sure customer, he's going to continue to do business with me, that's not going to be a Mahapik Bakara. That's not like a locked in, that's not like I was Terech and Mishtadl to get him, and Mamela, every sky's the limit. Everyone, it's Mutta. It's like I didn't even do a Hippach on the guy. If that's the case, then Lachar should be Mutta. It should be mutter whether he could find a business somewhere else, he can't find business somewhere else. It's mutter because I'm not like a mahapach. The chiddush b'shteit and shani dam yavi siara doesn't count. It's a different word. They learned the Gemara differently. Mamela, this heta would be a heta. Maybe still you have a din of bal nefesh machmi. You have to know the shulchan aruch rav lemaisa paskin bal nefesh machmi even if you matter. But like the aruch shulchan could be even a bal nefesh. Maybe it could be mekhi. You have to know. I don't know. They learned that it's not even considered a hippach. All right.
Credit in the account. The account is already there with credit in
there. So maybe he'll buy still. Take him today and he'll leave the credit by you and he'll buy from you a different time. All right. Now, if this is the case, L'chol Adram, no matter those that Aser are coming from this Gemara, means those are matter to Shiloh if they're invoking Rabbeinu Tam like the Arzarua did, or the Tzarek HaShukhan that it's mamish nothing, he weren't even Mahapik. But those that Asa are asking because the only Mahapik is as if you were Mahapik on this guy, it's locked in, you have a sure customer. So to come out, there's no chilik, whether it's a Goyisha Marufio, whether it's a Yiddish Marufio like the Ilum, there's no chilik. In Lamed, there's no chilik, and the Chesh of Eifet says that, he brings a Rai from Chuvis Lechem Rav like that, and there's, I think it was Lechem Rav, he brings it, and there's a Sridi Eish says it like that. They just say it's Urcha de Milsanaka. The reason why we're Chapan Goyim is because the Dominic was, he had a Marufia, was a Goy. You didn't have a Marufia Yid. Some say even Altsmidis. You have to know how right. You don't have a, if you see a steady Chayit. We weren't, like it's like a Shtikala Avdis. We don't deal with the Yidin like that. Memela, Marufia concept wasn't found amongst the Yidin. We're only found when you have with Goyisha peoples. Memela, that's why we're Chapan a Goyisha Marufia. Grad, I think there's a different reason is because the people who are Mater are coming from the Sugim, Baba Vrasa, Nixayakam, Harein Kevka. I don't want to get into the Sugim, but that's, you see the Lashon Rama as well. Since that was the Makar of the Matirim, that's why we chapped on the Lashon Akam, Arufi Akam, because it's coming from that, the Lashon Agamon, Nixayakam, Harein Kevka. Okay, either this or that, but the bottom line, the halach is, it makes no difference if Marufi is a Goy, Marufi is a Yid. If anything, if Marufi Yid could be even more karma, because you know for sure he's going to stay with you. A Goy, you know, he's a little flaky, a fly by night, so he grunted the last few times his bayou. Tomorrow he'll change, he'll stab you in the back. A Yid, you have a better relationship with, maybe he won't. It could be he's even a Koshkin, it's also. But this Sugi of Marufi is Saifa Goyim Saifa Yidin. All right. Now, the Olam wants to know, constantly is, that's as a Sman at the end of Shin Pei Vav, that the Sman says is holding a Marufi is only if you're going and trying to target that Marufi of somebody else's. But if a guy calls me up, he wants to do a journal by me. He never did a journal by me till now. Always he's been doing a journal by a different graphic artist. And now he calls me up, it's not a problem. That's not a problem. Marufi is only if I try to step in. But if the charar, if the fish decided to change course and come to me, it's perfectly okay. There's no problem. especially Melomdes. What's Maruf? Maruf, you mean that because he had this history with you, he's zicha going to stay on? Well, you see, it's not true. You see, now he's changing course. He's calling me up. As long as he's open for new bids, he's calling me up. He's asking, maybe he could beat the other price. Then it's going to be mutter. Then it's not a problem of Maruf, and it's zicha mutter. A lot of people say like that.
So what if someone calls me, he wasn't allowed to, but am I allowed to use him? A vendor calls me.
A vendor
he's not allowed to call me because I have him, I refuse someone else.
Oh, so now, oh, very good. That's very good. I was about to say that. Excellent. Just like in Oni Mabek B'Chorore, Pashas, I know this one Achron who misunderstood a Chazon Ish, but Pashas, in Oni Mabek B'Chorore, if a guy encroaches Shaloi Kedin, you're not allowed to be Misayeya him. Means if, let's say, I have a contract with somebody, I'm a seller, and someone else is coming in and offering an offer, which he's not allowed to do, it's Shaloi Kedin, it's Anim Rabbi Karara, I'm not allowed to carry through and aid the second person in doing Anim Rabbi Karara. So it should come out, like Yisrael's case, if I have a Marufi with somebody, and somebody else is coming in trying to lure me away from the first guy, and he was not allowed to do that, because it's Marufi, let's say, Loito Sheet is hold you're not allowed to, then who Adin, I would not be able to carry through and go to the second guy. Because if he wasn't allowed to do it, I can't aid and be Messiah in his Averia that he's doing. Should be the same problem. And let me bring it out, let's say, another case. Let's say credit card processing. We have the same credit card processor again and again and again. We've been using the same guy for years. Someone calls up, he could beat the other guy's rates. Shkoyek, but I wasn't looking for a new credit card processor. If that's the case, I cannot go to use you, because if I'm going to use you, what I'm going to be doing is causing you to be over the system, Maruf, you're like the Machmirim. So he's going to be over Maruf, you're Onim Rapa Karara, and I'm being Messiah, yeah, his Issa of Onim Rapa Karara. Could be you won't be able to bargain with the first guy if you. But Maruf is 2 days. You have to know if 2 days, and you want to be Mekel on the CU of Maruf, maybe you could be Mekel. You have to know on the case. What? He could contact the third vendor. That he might be able to do. Contact the third credit card processor, so, and now he's a free fish or whatever it is. Let me. Sorry. If it's something targeting specific, I would tell you not. If it's general, nothing specific. Yes, if you put an ad in the paper and the guy's coming to you, it will be fine.
He's asking it different than a paper. Sending.
I know. I'm trying to avoid it. Because if it's something specific, if it's specific, you're trying to talk, but if something generic that you're talking to anyway, just notifying that you're in business too, and you're waiting for him to take the initiative to call you, then could be that's fine. That means you didn't really target this guy. Let me just fear ice. We ran out of time, but I want to take Marufia a step further. Marufia, we're talking about, is a steady customer. But there are daggers even worse than this. I'm going to mention 3 daggers quickly, and we're going to stop here. First of all, you have a case of an Orach HaShulchan. What happens if the guy is already in the store? He's already in the store buying the product. He didn't buy it, but he's already, obviously, he went to the store to buy the product. We had a case that someone who sells candy, Nash, whatever, saw a guy in the co-op ready to buy a box of chocolate. He went over to him and he said, Rabbi, am I allowed to tell you that I sell the chocolate cheaper? You know, he did it as a vitz. But Lamaisa is he's already in the store. That Orach HaShulchan holds is even worse. Orach HaShulchan, at the end of Siman Reish Chaf Ches. He calls it Hasagas Gvul. It's like Hilu, even if Marufi would be Mutter, that's already stronger. It's Mamish, not Commander Nakabiyadi. It is Nakabiyadi. He's already in the store. What happens if you have a lease agreement? And let's say the shteg is that you rent and you keep on year after year after year. That's how the arrangement, or you have a store and you constantly renew your lease. For someone else to put in an offer by your landlord and take away, that's a problem, because we know that Gvenlok, everyone renews the lease year after year. That's a Chuvas Radvaz, a Mashal. There are a lot of Chuvas on that. That's also like on your map card. It's a built-in. You know that it's command. You already have a piece for the next year, even though you never had it. And then you have a case of a Chuvas Maran by mortgage brokers. Reuven already had a loan out to a guy, and every month he pays him ribbis. I want to go offer the guy a cheaper rate, let him refinance, and pay up the first mortgage, and now use me. That, the Maran says, kosher cane is Nicaragua, because it's not just set up, he's going to use me. He's using me. And calls when he doesn't pay up the loan, another month's ribbits, another month's ribbits. For you to come in now and step in, that's koshkin. It's a tvei mikri. It's more than onyam abakarar of nikarasha. So you have dangers that are even worse than Marufia. But fundamentally, just the fact that you have a steady customer, Marufia, is going to be a machleik as a pais game, and there's still a bal nefesh yachmi like Jukhanukharavin. Agutavach.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3330. 888. Thank you.